Well, we only have a few more days of Lent. I think that's a very positive thing, don't you? I mean, it's so droll and dreary, and we want to hasten toward the happy days when we don't even maybe have to kneel during the liturgy, but we can stand up tall and straight. Well, it seems to me that we're always in time of Lent. Because Lent asks questions. Like the one that Paul implicitly asks in our lesson. Do you have the mind of Christ? Do you want it? Do you think it's something to grab hold of? Or maybe we can translate that into Jesus' question. Do you love me? Do you love me in such a way that you simply want to be close, one, bound, united with me? Or perhaps in more familiar lingo, do you believe me? Those are the questions that Lent forces upon us as we move liturgically towards Good Friday and Easter Sunday. Do you love Jesus? Do you believe him? Do you have his mind? I mean, the mind of him who abased himself to death. That's a tough-minded mind. I notice that in the hymn that we are about to sing, it speaks of when we look to Jesus, true God who suffered for me. It's true, of course. But as the Latins might say, sub auditur. Here underneath those words, something else, like true man who sacrificed for me. Because what our lesson says to us is this, not simply that Christ was God shoving the devil, sin, and death to the side, but indeed the humility which is God's own nature was given to that man whose name is Jesus. And so in him we see man brushing aside sin, death, and the devil. That's the point. No one ever doubts that God could do it. The question is whether you can. And so I just hope that when you hear that lesson so read, that you're thinking, my baptism. That I, Adam that I am, and who wants to be equal to God, and have my will as my will, in the waters was placed into the Gethsemane of Jesus. Not my will, but thine be done. And so we think of Lent in various ways. I suggest to you that there's no better definition of Lent than the third petition that you just recited. What does it mean? That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Luther says this, God's will is done when he breaks and hinders every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. But what does it mean, thy will be done? But we pray in this petition that it may be done amongst us. Well, it has been done amongst us. That's what the whole story of Jesus is. That there's a man in whom precisely the kingdom came. And the kingdom was offered to you when you were plunged into his death. And so let us Lent-like rephrase a little Luther's words. God's will is done when we break, as in you, sir, or you, or you, or you. When you break, when we break, when I break, and hinder every evil plan and purpose of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature. Which does not want us to hallow God's name or let his kingdom come. It is true. Just as Jesus sweat in the garden and prayed, I don't want to do it, and if it's possible, let me free from it. But not my will, but yours be done. And there's Lent in all of its grandeur and all of its threat. As we face every moment of our lives, Lent intrudes. It intrudes because we are baptized. And every moment of our lives, there's this question. Do you love Jesus? Do you want to take the ride that he took with him? Down and up this heavenly roller coaster. And when you get baptized, you're in the front seat and you see it all pretty well. But it is, I think, a great ride. And a kind of you, if you love Christ and are bound to him, you actually can kind of, like those kids in the front seat, have your hands up. You're strapped in, and you won't fall out. Well, it's a corny illustration, I know. I just used it because I think it's true. But the most important thing is this Lenten question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you love Jesus? Do you love what happened to you in your baptism? Do you believe it? Do you believe that you now are united to that man so that you, O man, can bring the kingdom to earth? Your baptism says yes to the Lenten question. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.